Well, first and foremost, I mean, it's amazing that a guy from US, from California, came to Serbia, Novi Sad, to play on a festival, to compete. I mean, how? Why? What brings you here?
Well, I love meeting people, I love traveling, I love playing music with people and meeting musicians. So when I get a chance, I usually take it. This case, I have a friend from Poland, Malgosia, who ran festivals before. And she runs them now in Poland and the Visegrad area, and she ran them in Athens. And I took part in a festival in Athens, and we became friends and stayed in contact. So she told me about this one, and I applied, and you guys accepted me, so I came. Yeah.
So obviously not your first time in Europe. Can you tell me what was your first time? What have you seen?
My first time in Europe was Athens in 2009 when I went to school for music, actually. And then I stayed for about 3 years, and then I came back. But while I was there, I went to Bulgaria, London, Germany, and think like the airport in Switzerland. And and so this is my first time back in about 10 years.
Wow. So when you first got to Europe, what was like the first impression? Were there some cultural shock differences? Like, what's different between America and Europe when you first came here? What did you notice
the first time I came? I noticed, well, it was Athens. So the first time I came, everything was much older than America, which is kind of one of the things I thought was cool, because America's only like 400 years old and Athens like 4,000 years old or 5,000 years old. So I thought that was pretty cool to see the history kind of everywhere in your face. But this trip, when I came back, it actually felt pretty normal. I was really surprised by the lack of like uniqueness or difference. Like being on the plane coming back here just felt like any other day to me, which is pretty cool.
So let's get back to TACT Festival in Serbia. How do you like it here so far on TACT and in Serbia generally?
TACT has been amazing. Really great musicians, really great people. It's been fun. Serbia has been awesome as well. I got a chance to kind of travel around a little bit, and I saw Belgrade, and I saw places here in Novi Sad, and I'm pretty impressed. It's pretty beautiful and great culture and history. I've learned so much about your culture that I had never understood, because everybody I talk to tells me so much about the history, and I think it's amazing.
What impressed you the most so far?
I think what's impressed me the most has been the people. They've been kind of really cool and nice. The first meal I had here, I met the owner of the shop, and he gave it to me for free just because he wanted to be hospitable. So yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Okay, so let's talk about your music a little bit. I mean, that's the reason why you're here, obviously. How would you describe your music? What do you do?
I guess my music is mostly influenced by probably blues, jazz, and folk. And I've been playing music for 20 years or so, and just always trying to work on getting better and learning my craft. I've realized in the last year or so, because I'm a music therapist by trade, that I really like the music portion of my job more than anything else. And so I'm really growing in my like love and passion for my music. Yeah.
Can you bring us closer? What is that? What is music therapist? That's your main job, right?
Yes. And so I don't want to go on a record because I don't want to offend anybody that's a music therapist, but music therapy is basically using music to help people. And that can be in the school setting, a hospital setting, for mental health, for geriatrics, for teaching and education, for just anybody that needs to do some processing and kind of just go through stuff in their own life. So it's a pretty great field.
This year on TACT, there is, I don't know if you watched them yesterday, but there is a French band called Mita. There's a guy in that band who is French, and he lived in Serbia for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to promote his music here in Serbia. I don't know how to put it. You know, he's going to Serbia to promote his music and not in France. Did you think about something like that? I mean, to promote your music here, maybe.
I honestly hadn't considered. I just figured I'd come hang out. I had no expectations for the festival, and I'm enjoying it and realizing that I guess my music is okay. So yeah, I might. Yeah.
So you're from California, San Diego. Are there stuff, events, something like this, you know, for musicians, singers, songwriters?
So I am from San Diego, but that's not where I like reside. I currently live in a place called Paso Robles, mm-hmm. which is in the middle of California. And there's lots of like wineries and stuff like that around. So there's a lot of places to play music. music, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities for like singer-songwriters, I mean independent singer-songwriters.
Absolutely, yeah. There's tons of venues, there's hundreds of places to go play music.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And while we were on topic of California, is it like in the movies we see it, you know, Always Sunny, like, you know, it's almost that like movie filter, you know?
In some places like Southern California, anything south of the Grapevine, which would be Bakersfield, pretty much, yeah, it's true. The weather is usually gorgeous and beautiful, especially along the coast. If you go east, it's pretty dry and kind of desolate, but the coast is beautiful, yeah.
And one last question, what are your plans? I mean, are you staying in Serbia a bit more? Are you visiting some other places?
So probably tomorrow I will be heading down through Bosnia to go to Croatia and Montenegro, and then just to check out those places, see the beach and those places, and then I'll be heading back the next week, yeah.